Hello and welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that this broadcast will be an encouragement to you, and that the few minutes that I have with you, that God will use these minutes that I have with you to encourage you, and something I may say through the Word of God will give you hope. I tell you what, in the time we live in now, we all need a blessing. But let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you touch the hearts of the men and the women that are listening today. If there be one that's not born again, I ask that you give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. Help them to realize, Father, that the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. And God, I know that no matter what they've done, you will in no wise cast them out, for that's what your word says. That you love them and you want to forgive them, and that you said you come to give life and give it more abundantly. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. In Daniel, this is one of my most, I think every Sunday school child, everybody knows the story of Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel 6:22 says, "My God has sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not hurt me." You know, in this time of the scripture, a law was passed that it was against the law to pray. Does that sound familiar? But the prophet Daniel, he opened up his windows, he faced toward Jerusalem, and he prayed like always before. And he was taken, and he was cast in the lion's den, and it was a setup. The people that were against him and jealous of him, they wanted to do away with him, but they knew the only fault they could find with him, it had to go through his service to God, that he was faithful to God. And Daniel was faithful to God through everything, even though he was in captivity and carried off from his homeland. He stood true to God through all his years, even up until his death. All until his death, he stood for God. And the Bible says that they put him down, they cast him down in this lion's den, and they rolled the stone away, and the king who loved Daniel, he stayed up all night, and he went back and forth, and the next morning, you know, he went down to the mouth of the lion's cave, and he hollered, "Daniel," and this is what he said, "Was the God that you serve continually, was he able to deliver you?" And Daniel said, "O king, live on forever. My God has sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth, and they've not hurt me." God has a protection. God has a plan. We don't have to worry about the plans of the enemy or the lions or the sharp teeth of the enemy. God still watches over his children. This is a poem I read. I want you to listen to it. One old lion said to the other lion, "Remember the day they threw the prophet Daniel in? I was so hungry, and so were you, but God heard Daniel's prayer and sent his angels, and they shut our mouths like they were glued. Then came morning, and the king pulled Daniel out. Then concerning our dinner plans, we were really beginning to doubt. But once again, hope poured in. It was the bunch that wished they had made Daniel's God their friend." Then one old lion said to the other lion, "I just don't think Daniel would have been that tasty. Even though he'd been over the pit, he had way too much backbone and way too much grit." Let me tell you something. You stand for God. You make a stand for God. Don't worry about what the enemy's trying to do. You keep your eyes on God. Always remember the prayer that King Jehoshaphat prayed when all the armies were coming down on him and his nation. And he prayed and he said, "Lord, we have no power, we have no might against this army that's coming against us. We don't know what to do." But this is what Jehoshaphat said. "We don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." I prayed that prayer so many times. "Lord, I don't know what to do, but my eyes on you." And never one time did I pray that prayer that I put my eyes on God, that he didn't tell me what to do and bring deliverance. And the same thing with Daniel that day. He kept his eyes on God. God had told him, he said, "No matter where you go, if you just face toward Jerusalem," in other words, facing toward the temple and my house and what I can do for you, I'll deliver. And that's what Daniel did, and he was delivered. Let me tell you, we may not know what to do. We might not have any might or power against the enemies that are coming against us, but our eyes are on God. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Our God will take care of us. He always has, and he always will. What he did for Daniel, what he did for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what he did for Paul and Silas, and I could go on and on. He'll do for you. He'll do for me. But we need to keep our backbone, have a spiritual backbone for Jesus.